to a deeper look in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of 1 Timothy. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
You're going to be able to tell about the way she gives, the way she gives to the Lord's work. Look at chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. And it came about soon afterwards that he began going about from one city and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Now notice, Jesus is preaching. The disciples are following. Notice, verse 2. And also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and sickness, Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who were contributing to their support out of their private means. They are willing to give their personal goods to support the Lord's work. If you are not willing to go in your pocket and pay for some things in the ministry, you don't need to be in the ministry. If every time you do something, the church got to write a check for you, you don't need to be in the ministry. Because there's going to be many times that you just got to go in your own pocket. Because all of us got to go in our own pocket at one time or another. And so you, as a lady, you got to set the example. You got to set the example. Now, if the ladies are doing this, what about the men? You think God is asking anything less? Huh? Talk with me, brothers. What's going on tonight? you with me? All right. Amen. Amen. But what I want you to see is when you talk about wanting to be a deaconess in the church or a deacon in the church, these are high office. See, holiness is already the standard in the church for every believer in the church. God only got one standard. But this is a standard here. When you talk about being a deacon or a deaconess or a minister in the church, that means that you are at the standard. You are showing people, you have been an example of God's standard. The church folks may be scribing for the standard, but you there at the standard. These qualifications are already on exposition in your life. Do you see this? He's saying qualification for ministry. And then once you even get qualified, then these things need to always be goals. They need to come from being qualification to being goals. You need to be constant scribing. Because if not, you're just going to see yourself as, I don't arrive and I got this office. And that's why we see so many deacons go back into sin. So many deaconesses go back into sin. It's because they meet the qualifications while they're on trial. But after the trial is over with, then they don't see this as being a goal anymore. So it's got to be first a qualification. Secondly, it's got to be a goal. In my life, man, I got to constantly be striving for the holiness of God. I can't just say, well, I'm a preacher now. You know, I already measured up to a qualification. I got to keep on going. Because God is constantly pointing. There it is over there. You got to get that out of your life. You got to deal with that, right? You got to deal with this. You got to, as you constantly go in the light, God's continuing to show you that darkness that's in your life. Amen. All right, so the second thing is when you talk about being serious, when you start putting your money where your mouth is, then people know you're serious. Amen. You know, one of the things that used to impress me in the Methodist church, when I was a little boy, I used to see the stewards, they would pull the table out. And they would say, I'm going to lead off with $50. Or I'm going to lead off with $100. I say, man, how in the world, you know, he going to just lead off with $50? Or he going to lead off with $100? He was serious. When they talk about having a program at the church to put a roof or something on the church, they're talking about getting $3,000 and $4,000. Man, you just can't come up with a dollar. I'm going to put a, you got to show you serious. You got to show that you're willing to go all the way. You got to show I'm willing to sign for it as nobody else signed for it. You got to show you serious. All right, let's move on. Look at Luke chapter 10, verses 41 through 42. We've looked at, we're looking at this dignified lady, how this is the first qualification of ministry. A lady got to be dignified. We said she got to be devoted servant. She's got to be a lady that's going to give out of her own personal goods. But thirdly, she's got to be a disciple or a student of the Word of God. She's got to be a student of the Word of God. When you look at this story, Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42, the setting is at Martha or Mary's house. And Jesus is there. Martha is in the kitchen cooking. And Martha is upset with Mary. We pick up the story at verse number 38. It says, now as they were traveling along, he entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who moreover was listening to the Lord's word, seated at his feet. Seated at his feet. But Martha was distracted with all her preparation. She came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to come on in here and help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you worry and bothered about so many things, but only a few things are necessary, really only one, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. If a lady is going to be a deaconess, she's got to show that she's going to be a student of the Word of God. She can't show that she's more concerned about what's happening in the kitchen than what's happening in the church house. I can remember, and Brother James probably can remember this, we was attending a church, and at this church, before church service, sometimes even church service hadn't even got halfway over with, and the ladies was tipping out to see about the dinner. You remember that, Brother Jane? I can remember several instances right after Sunday school, they brought the dinner to the church and started cooking at the church, and they didn't even come to the church service. Now, fellowship dinners are important. But I think we need to go obey Jesus' teaching here. The most important thing is the Word of God. See, do we really look at, when we come to church on Sunday morning, that we're coming to hear God? Not just coming to hear the preacher, but we're coming to hear God. We're coming to hear what the Word of, is this really the Word of God? Is it or is it not? See, if this is the Word of God, well, I need to be in here. There's nothing more important. I don't care who's over there. I need to be here if this is the Word of God. Now, if this is not the Word of God, I mean, none of us should be here. None of us should be here. No, it don't even matter. But if this is the Word of God, whenever the Word of God, that door needs to be closed. And folks need to be in their seat, listening attentively. The Bible says here that Martha was distracted. Do you know that's the work of the devil, to distract you from hearing the Word of God? Now just think, if the other ladies saw the deaconess constantly tipping in and tipping out of the church, Are you going to be able to ever chastise them ladies for tipping out of the church? For even just going to the restroom? Are you going to ever be able to say, hey, you shouldn't be tipping out when the pastor... They're going to be able to say, well, I see you do it. But I'm going over there to cook. Well, I see you do it regardless. I see you do it. See, whenever you remove yourself from the authority of the Word of God, you have no basis for authority. Regardless what your excuse is, whenever you remove yourself from the basis, I mean from the Word of God, you have no authority. So we're talking about being dignified. We're talking about being serious. See, what's the main course when we come to church? The Word of God. We're coming to hear God speak. God is going to say something to us. We're coming to a meeting. In the Old Testament, when God would call a meeting, he would tell Moses, go tell the congregation to come. I want to speak to them. They call that a holy convocation. That's what it is. Every Sunday morning. See, you should be having worship service every day at your house. But God has got something he want to say to all of us when we come together on Sunday. This is the holy convocation. This the meeting. We finna have a meeting. God want to say something. God want to speak something this morning. All right. That's the third thing. The fourth thing is Luke 14. The fourth thing, Luke 14, verses 25 through 27. This is dealing in the area of priorities, but it's dealing with suffering. Dealing with suffering. All right. Notice what it says. Chapter 14, verses 25 to 27. Now great multitudes was going about with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone come to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, children, brother, and sister, yes, and even his own life. Listen to me this evening. Did you hear that? These are heavy words. Look at what Jesus said. This is just a qualification for discipleship. We're not even talking about church office yet. We're talking about just discipleship. Look at what he said. If anyone come to me and does not hate, in other words, love less. When you say that word hate, means love less. Love less his own father and mother, wife, children, brother, sister, yes, even his own life. You can't even love your own life as much as you love the Lord. Because if you do, that's idolatry. And a matter of fact, that's the number one sin in America. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, people are lovers of self. They're lovers of their own selves. Another scripture says they're lover of pleasure. People are out today to please themselves. God says, if you're trying to just please yourself, you can't even be my disciple. So if you can't be his disciple, how in the world are you going to be deaconess? Huh? Talk with me this evening now. Notice what he says. Well, he ain't finished yet. I like Jesus being candid. Jesus said that even his own life, he cannot. See, some things you can't do. Jesus said, if he ain't number one in your life, he said, then you can't be my disciple. That's clear. A lot of folks in the church, they are church folks, but they're not disciples. Jesus said, if I ain't number one, you can't be my disciple. No. I know you follow me. Judas was a follower, wasn't he? But he wasn't a real disciple. Because he put his own life ahead of the Lord. And when I read the New Testament, the Bible says that these people, they didn't even love their own life, even unto death. In other words, they are willing to die because they don't love their life to save it. No, and that's why I like Justin Martyrs and those guys, when they got ready to throw them into the lion den, they say, man, I just wish every lion could get a bone. They was willing to suffer for the cause of Christ. And look at what it says, verse 27. Whosoever does not carry his own cross and come after me. He cannot be my disciple. So he's got to, so then this dignified lady, she's got to put the Lord number one in her life. And it's got to be obvious. See, if people don't see that light in your life, they're going to have doubt about following. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're going to be kind of leery to follow a man of God or a so-called woman of God if you can't really see that light burning. You're going to be kind of, yeah, a lot of times you say, I can't put my hand on it, but something just ain't quite right there. And a lot of times that first qualification hadn't been fulfilled. Being dignified, hadn't took it serious. And to see, what's the problem in the church today? Folks ain't taking God serious. What was the problem with Israel? They didn't take God serious. God said, don't do something, and they didn't have the fear of God in their heart. They ain't never seen this thing happen to nobody, so they say, ain't never happened. So they went on, and they tried to do it, and then as soon as they tried to do it, boom! You know, we look at this story about king, he wasn't king, this man who touched this ark. This ark was shaking. The Ark of the Covenant, it was shaking. They had they was carrying it on an ox cart. Uzzah. He touched it to keep it from falling. And it killed him. Boom! And they said, no, why in the world is that? See, what had been happening, they had been committing the sin of presumptuousness. I mean, we done been doing this so long. And so it's just like us. We done been sinning so long. We said, well, he done got away with it. He done got away with it. He done got away with it. But God's grace is running short. You may be the next one that got the hammer come down on. You... We just presume too much. Oh, well, no. Well, God is not going to mess with you for, if you want to shack up with something, no, God's not going to mess with you. Because everybody else is doing it, and he ain't cracking them down. You may be the next one on the list. You may be the example. You better watch out. We committed this sin of presumptuousness. We better watch out. Let's move on and give these other three qualifications, and then we'll just come on to a close. First, let's go back over to 1 Timothy 3. 1 Timothy 3, let's look at these other two qualifications. Three qualifications. He says, women must likewise be dignified. Now, everybody got a good example of what we're talking about when we're talking about dignified. All right, so when we get ready to have some deaconesses and I start asking some questions like, are you willing to give out of your own personal funds to support this ministry? You know why I'm asking. You know why I'm asking. You know why I'm asking that, sister. Amen? Amen. 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 Because guess what? Supposing the pastor asks this deaconess, I need you to go and ask all the ladies in the group then to give $100 to this certain mission project. Now, if you ain't been given $100, I mean, that idea going on, man, you're going to even be leery about asking. I don't know if I want to do that. Yeah. But if you're serious, you're gonna see the vision, number one, and you're going to say, yeah, Pastor. As a matter of fact, I think we need to ask him to give 150. You know, because you see this thing, and you're ready to go for it. We're talking about being serious. All right. Notice. Not malicious gossip. Now, this malicious gossip come from the same word that means slander. Why did he put that in here? What do the name Satan mean? What? Somebody them said it. Huh? Slander means slander. When you talk about doing Satan, that word comes from a Greek word, adversary, means the adversary that slanders. The scripture says he's the accuser of the brethren. Now, why is this lady must not be a slander? She must not get into not just gossip, malicious gossip. See, it's one thing to gossip. It's another thing to be a malicious gossiper. What's the difference? A malicious, just a gossiper is a person who just go around just talking, just a telltale. A malicious gossiper, they have a reason why they tell. I'm going to tell Brother Ab about this brother over here. I'm going to go tell Brother Ab. See, I'm calculating. This brother here may have an office. He may be working with Brother Ab, and I want Brother Ab, and I want to kind of bring a division there. So I make Brother Ab think evil of this brother here, and then make Brother Abin go talk to the pastor, and then we get that brother there removed. Then I can sneak my friend on in there. That's the kind of stuff that happens in churches. And it's malicious gossip. Not just gossip. That's why when people come and talk to me about stuff, my first impression, I don't say it to them, but when I walk away, I say, now why did she tell me that? Let me go pray. Let me find out what's happening in the spirit realm of him. Yeah. Because why she told me, she telling me this may not be the real reason why she's telling me this. Malicious gossip. This is one of the easiest things for ladies to get caught up in is gossip in the church. Find out what's happening in the church and just tell. Now, if you're going to be in church leadership, ladies, then you got to be something totally different from these ladies. See, you got to inspire them to be in a close, tight, quiet, submissive lady in the church. Not one that's just running off at their mouth. Because if they see you running off at the mouth, that just gave them the basis of authority. When the pastor, the deacon, now, sister, you're going to have to stop. Well, I'm not doing nothing else than this sister over here doing, than the deaconess. As a matter of fact, that's where I got this information from. Malicious gossip. Ladies who want to be deaconesses must use their mouth to spread the gospel and not gossip. And I think we got that confused. I know both of them start with G. Both of them start with G-O.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.